Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swatner. On today's program, we talk with former wrestling coach Ron Peterson about his recent induction into the Iowa Wrestling Hall of Fame.
Ron, thank you very much for joining us. Congratulations, first of all, for your inducting into the Iowa High School Wrestling Hall of Fame. First of all, what did it feel like to be inducted, and how did you feel when you first found out?
Well, thank you very much for having me on. You know, I was really probably overcome with emotions. It's such a great Hall of Fame to be in if you're a wrestling guy from Iowa and you get inducted to the Iowa High School Wrestling Hall of Fame. That's a pretty special deal. And honestly, I had trouble finishing the call. I was pretty emotional, and I still get that way. It's just, you know, it's just such a great honor, and, you know, it represents all the great kids and great communities that I had the opportunity to work with. So I am thrilled to death to represent those people.
Well, I know we would like to touch on Simpson at some point, but I'm going to jump all the way back to high school. It's just kind of reading your accomplishments over the years, blown away. You know, Clarksville, Cedar Rapids Prairie. Talk about those years and kind of forming you and getting ready for joining the college ranks and just kind of coming up with Iowa High School Wrestling.
You know, when I went to Clarksville, I was really lucky because in 1979, the school board had voted to drop the wrestling program, and the high school kids had to sit in at lunch and wouldn't leave the gymnasium until the school board reinstated wrestling. And eventually that night they did have a special board meeting reinstated wrestling. But I think what it does is show you that there were a bunch of kids in Clarksville that wanted to wrestle. The community wanted to support it. And I arrived in 1980, and, you know, there was just a bunch of hard-nosed, hard-working kids. Clarksville is kind of a bedroom town for Waterloo. A lot of the guys from town worked at John Deere's. They worked at Raft's. They worked at the different factories in Waterloo and Waverly, and they were the people who their kids were used to getting up and going to work every day, and that's kind of the attitude the wrestling team had, and we were fortunate enough to get enough good kids together at the same time to win a couple state titles, so that was fun. And then we got the opportunity to go to Cedar Rapids Prairie, and again, you know, the Southside School. So just hard-nosed farm kids and city kids, and we were, again, fortunate enough to put together some pretty good teams. So I was really blessed in the places I went and the communities that I got the opportunity to work in.
Well, talk a little bit about going from high school to the college ranks, being hired over at Simpson College, because that's quite the leap. I mean, you know, high school is there's kids who want to wrestle, there's kids who are dedicated, and then college, even at the Division III level, that takes that next jump. So talk about that transition.
Okay. You know, John Seriani called me up and wanted me to come down and talk to him about the job that was open. I knew Coach Dara for years and years and years as, you know, truly one of the icons of high school wrestling in the state of Iowa. And, you know, I sat down and talked with Coach Dara. And, you know, when I was at Buena Vista, Coach Baxter, I just idolized him and the things that he did. And when I got the opportunity to come to Simpson, I jumped at it. And, you know, I really have loved the Indianola community. I raised my two daughters here. All five of my grandkids live here. It's a great place to live, and Simpson treated me very, very well. And I had some tremendous kids go through there, and a lot of those kids are out coaching in the state tournament this weekend, and it's just, you know, it was a great opportunity for me, and I loved every minute of it.
Well, what kind of stands out to you from your times at Simpson? You know, and it was before my time a little bit. I'm looking back, and it was All-Americans. It was, you know, a national champion, a Hodge Award winner. Talk a little bit about what stands out to you the most.
You know, that's a really tough question because there were so many really great times. Obviously, with Nick Ackerman, went in as, you know, the number six seed in national tournament and won the Nationals, beat the defending national champ, who had won 90 matches in a row, and then was named the Hodge Award winner. You know, just an unbelievable weekend that shows in the sport of wrestling anything can happen at any time, and that was truly one of the thrills. And then another time that was really special to me is in 2005, we had a team that got third in the national duels, and we went out to Cleveland, Ohio, and we were seated number eight, and we were able to beat BB and Luther and College of New Jersey and Delaware State, some of the teams that were traditional powers, and I say we ended up third. So that was a thrilling weekend. So, you know, there's just a lot of great kids that went through, and I was fortunate enough to be in their corner, I guess.
Well, something that I know about wrestling coaches is just because you retire doesn't mean you go away from the sport at all. How have you tried to stay connected, you know, whether it's talking with Coach Manny and the local teams, but kind of talk about you staying connected to the sport.
Yeah, I'm actively involved in the state AAU in Iowa, with the youth wrestling. I've been on the state committee since 2001, and I'll be there next weekend helping to run the state tournament, and then a couple weeks later we'll have our national duels in there that really kind of got rekindled at Simpson back in 2001, and we've hosted them here in Iowa every year since. So I'm really active with all the high school coaches and all the youth coaches in the state through the AAU organization, so I'm still pretty involved.
Once again, that was former Simpson College wrestling coach Ron Peterson about his recent induction into the Iowa Wrestling Hall of Fame. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts, and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.